My name is Nydia. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from false identity and pride. Being raised in a small church in Kansas meant going to church multiple times a week. I was aware that there was a God and that Jesus came to earth to die on the cross as a payment for my sin. All that I had to do was accept the free gift of salvation, but walking in a relationship with him was short-lived. Unfortunately, the church I went to was a place to pretend and valued good works instead of teaching of what a relationship with God looks like. It was a place to pretend to know all the Bible verses and to always preach about Jesus to not receive judgment. Life at home was amazing until I discovered that my father was having multiple affairs. There was a lot of verbal abuse at home, and on multiple occasions, I saw my father putting hands on my mother. Being the only child, life was lonely. To escape this reality, I would constantly be at my cousin's house And one night, I vividly remember being exposed to pornography around the age of 6. She told me that this is how people have fun. Then she sexually abused me on multiple occasions. And I just want to say, if this is part of your story, it's not your fault. Unfortunately, I didn't have the skills to communicate clearly what had happened to my parents. My identity seemed lost from an early age. Then from there, I would seek acceptance in anything this world would offer. Feeling misunderstood, I quickly learned to keep busy by constantly participating in school activities. I felt that as long as I kept doing well, I would receive love and attention. Yet, that was short-lived. My parents said that we were moving to Texas, and it wasn't a small town, it was Dallas. 1 year later, my parents divorced. My mother and I stayed in Dallas, and my father moved back to Kansas. The pain was overwhelming, and I began to doubt God's character. I didn't feel his love, and I truly thought God had left me. When I prayed, I felt like I was talking to a brick wall and that all my prayers were not being heard. I was done with the church. I discovered that marijuana can make me forget the memories, and I learned how to bury them deep inside. Boys were starting to look more attractive, and I loved the praise I received from teachers and friends. My friends only knew that I was a good Christian kid with amazing grades. This eventually led me to finding my worth and identity in relationships and what others thought of me, a fake performance-based identity for years. I might have been done with the church, but God wasn't done with me. My friend invited me to visit Watermark Community Church with her. During my visit was the first time I had ever heard that God wanted to have a close, intimate relationship with me. He was not a distant God. My mind couldn't comprehend everything that I was hearing. God began to challenge my heart to follow him and to commit to him fully. Yet, in my pride, I justified my actions. I told myself that I had accepted Christ as my Savior, and so either way, I'm forgiven and I can do whatever I want. I was good at living the double life, or so I thought. My mother began regeneration, and I would come with her to support her. Each week, I would hear the crazy Christians sharing from the stage that they struggled with pornography, drugs, and much more, and that they had found freedom from their addiction in Christ. I said to myself that I would never confess any of that. But what I was too ashamed to say was that I struggled with the very same things. As a person who grew up in the church and knew better, this brought guilt, conviction, and a call to repentance that I did not want. Yet I heard this one person share, Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I wanted to be renewed and live in freedom, but I did not want to confess. My image of being under control would be shattered, and I would have to admit that I needed help. So again, I kept God at a distance. God continued to pursue me as I watched my mom and stepfather complete regeneration. One night, my stepfather shared his testimony of God redeeming his life. After listening to him, I knew we had something in common, and that was being sexually abused by a family member. God was pursuing me now, but I was running from him. My life was marked by drugs, parties, and boyfriends. I disrespected my parents by coming home late, ignoring the rules, and telling them not to preach me the Bible. My life was marked by depression, and one night, my worst fear came to life once again. I was sexually abused by a male. The anxiety, pain, and fear were so overwhelming. I looked at myself in the mirror and hated my reflection. Guilt and shame consumed me. I was lost with no sense of purpose. I was so tired of being tired that I finally told my parents what had happened. Every lie that I had carried came to light that night. Healing started when confession started. For the first time, I realized I needed help. I couldn't do this alone. This allowed me for the first time to be fully known and fully loved. James 5:16 says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective, and I cannot express this enough. Confession and prayer began to soften my heart to recognize my need for a Savior. Shortly after confessing, I realized that I had accepted Jesus for my salvation when I was younger, but now I had accepted him as Lord of my life, entirely trusting God. I realized that having knowledge about God is completely different than having a relationship with God. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." God would redirect my thoughts from my performance-based identity towards the truth in his word that says, "I am a daughter of the Most High King." My identity is no longer found in what others think of me or in my performance. I just look at the cross, realizing that I am forgiven, loved, and chosen. God's grace doesn't have limitations. It's fully given to anyone who will accept the free gift of God. Understanding how much he has forgiven me has allowed me to forgive others by God's grace. Now my life is full of people constantly seeking God and speaking truth into my life. I keep short accounts and confess early and often. I'm able to be honest and transparent, and because of that, I am able to be fully loved. Regeneration is a discipleship program that gives us a better understanding of who God is. It is not a quick fix. I still fall short and constantly need God's grace, but God never gives up and constantly continues to mold us more into his character. Most important thing is that this is not my story. It's God's story of redeeming me from death to life, reconciling me to him, and because of Jesus, I have full access to God. If there's one thing that you can take from this, is that following Christ isn't a set of rules and regulation. It is freedom and experiencing life abundantly with the one who fully knows you and loves you. My name is Nydia. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from false identity and pride. To God be all the glory.